To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What is happening in your world right now that is deserving of a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
If you are having a hell yeah moment, we want you to call 206-803-ROCK so we can celebrate with you. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold who's having a full circle moment from the world of sports, and we're going to get his story in just a moment. But first, it's Emma in Seattle. Emma, what is your hell yeah moment?
So Steve is really going to like this story. My wife and I have been going through infertility treatment for the last year and a half. We did 6 IUIs, one round of IVF. And last week, we finally got our positive pregnancy test.
Let's go.
Woo!
Hell yeah. Oh my goodness. I know that feeling all too well. And I'm so happy to hear that for you guys.
Thank you. I love that you share yours and Sid's story. And it means a lot to have it. You know, have stories like these shared publicly. So thank you so much. And overall, I love your guys' show so much. It's what gets me going every morning.
And I'm glad you said that, because I remember when my wife and I were going through the fertility stuff. It's weird because you feel like you're alone. You're the only person in the entire world that's going through this, even though there are clinics and there are people out there that do it. But it takes like a few people to talk about it. And for me, it was I remember Casey, who used to work with Bob Rivers and was on Keith and Fox.
Yeah.
She also wrote a piece, I think, on Fox's website about her struggles. And it was around the time that we were going through it. And that was like one of those moments where I'm like, man, reading that, it doesn't make you feel better, but it makes you feel like you're not alone in something that's just really like a mental, it's a mind F to go through this. And I'm so happy to hear.
And it's not something wrong with me. It's wide all over the whole population. Our doctor would petition to Olympia to try to get it covered automatically by all insurances, because the CDC and FDA have broadened the definition of infertility, and it affects so many more people than we all know.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, that treatment's not cheap.
No.
And not
I refuse to add up how much we spent, because I'm sure it's well over $70,000.
And I'm not here to start any gender wars with you, but at least I'm happy that you didn't have to go to the collection room like I had to go through with that when I had to do the IVF stuff, because there's nothing weirder than going into a room and then going back to see a nurse with a brown bag.
Okay.
I can't imagine.
But hell yeah,
congratulations,
yeah,
Emma. That is so fantastic. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us about your hell yeah moment. Tony, you're in Bremerton today. What is going on in your world that is deserving of a hell yeah?
So I got two of them. One's just an honorable mention, but right now the main important thing is Friday. I got a call saying that from my old task, head rugby coach, he's going to be stepping down, that I got the position to be the head coach for the youth rugby team on the Kitsap side. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Hell yeah. Dude, that's awesome. You got to be fired.
Hey, I'm super fired up, because I played rugby my whole for the same youth program, and I could be more excited to give back to these kids and just ready to coach them, start winning some games.
Real quick before you get to your honorable mention, I'm just curious, what was the weirdest injury or weirdest moment that happened during rugby? We've heard some strange stories of body parts being touched and things like that, because it's a very physical sport.
Oh yeah, I've seen some bones get broken.
Ooh.
And they're pretty gross, but I think it had to be with me mostly. I got a concussion myself, I think my second game ever playing rugby. I had no idea what I was even doing out there, and I put myself in a bad position and got smacked so hard. And I just don't even remember anything. Ooh. But my honorable mention, though, because I had to bring this up because it's a very good hell yeah moment. I'm a bald guy. I'm a fellow bald guy like Steve. And I wasn't too aware of his wrestling game. And I go on his Instagram yesterday, and I see him winning his belt back, or winning his belt in front of the crowd. I guess he's a heel. I guess you're a heel, right?
Yes, I am.
And, man, when you rubbed your head and flicked your sweat on the crowd, oh, my God.
Dude, because the crowd will always make fun of me for being bald, so I got to find different ways to, like, incorporate that. So I'll rub my sweat, and I'll flip the sweat at the fans that flip me off, or I'll rub the sweat off my head, and I'll chop somebody in the chest. That gets people really pissed off. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I never knew you did that. So now, as a fellow bald guy, I think I have to use that now.
Hell yeah.
Right on, Tony.
Dude, speaking of bald, there was a guy at our church. He came over to me. He was wearing a hat. He lifted up his hat. He goes, "Join the club." And I was like, yeah. He shaved it. He's like, "I was going bald. I finally said screw it." And he shaved his whole head off.
Look at you. You're just recruiting left and right.
I'm just an inspiration.
You are.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.